CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. Stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And for the pre-net check-in list tonight, we have W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're located in Travelers Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane, and he is over in 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. You're sounding good tonight, Andy. I suspect you are. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KW4TS, that's Jim. He's at the tool shed in Pilsner. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well for you. And KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate all you guys for using the pre-net check-in capability this evening. Hope you guys stay safe. Appreciate you being here. And we're going to start right with the Echolink stations. We've got quite a few Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Glenn in Gray Court, and I guess I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, November, John currently in Greensboro. No comment, no traffic.
W4DJW, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville, County. Good evening to you, Dave, and 73s to you and all on the net.
Net control, please check in KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton. I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, it's KN4HTP. We're out mobile and around the neighborhood, taking the dog for a walk. 7-3, we'll be listening.
Okay, that was a great group of Echolink check-ins. That control locks recognize KD2BNG. That is Glenn. He's over in Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. And KN4RJN, that's John over in Greensboro. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. K4ZZX, that's Steve in Greenville, the base of Parris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And W2MJB, that's Mark. Bring with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're out walking the dog. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Appreciate you guys checking in this evening and all that you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And to begin with the RF section of the net on this Monday night, we're going to begin with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Dave and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Please say again, WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave and Danette. Just check me in and out for right now, Dave. Thank you.
4HYC, this is Ann in Landrum. Negative, negative.
QO Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4HEL. This is Ann in River Falls. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4
HYD. This is Steve in Landrum. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize let me start over again. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Hope all's going well with you. WB4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. KO4HEL, that's Ed over in River Falls. Appreciate you being here, Ed. KO4HYC, that's Ann in Landrum. And KO4HYD, that's Steve in Landrum. And Steve, I put a 5 in your call where there should be a 4. And that's why it took me a while. I was trying to figure that out, and I'm trying to correct my database as we speak right now. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And Ann, take care. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, echo through hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative negative night, Dave. Thanks. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK 4, FDU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, that's Harry from Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good. And KK4FTU, that's Richard from Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations, echo through hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
W4DHAW.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HON. That's Brian in Simpsonville. Brian, your audio is really, really down. Your signal is fine. Your signal's bringing up the repeater just fine, full scale. But your audio is way down there. So it's like you're holding the handheld like at arm's length away from you is what it sounds like. But signal's coming in strong. Just want to let you know. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is KO4ALL, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha, Lima Lima, Joe and Greer, negative and negative.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73 each for each one of you.
JF, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim, Simpsonville. No traffic, no chew, but since I'm on a brand new homebrew antenna, I would appreciate a signal report. Over.
JW, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment. Thanks, Dave. Before I leave.
W4DJW. Here is Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for comments tonight, and I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
W4DJW. Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform. W4JHU. Alex in Columbus, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
W4DJW. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic. I'll stay around for comments this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
DJW, please check in. Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. John up at Parish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
Hey, that was a really good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4ALL. That's Joe over in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. You're sounding good. And KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us this evening. And W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 14664 net. We're at 14661 right now. He calls the 14664 net on SunClock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by with him on Sundays at 8. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You guys stay safe. And K4JF, that's Jim on a new antenna from Simpsonville. Jim, you sound good. You got a good, strong signal, full-scale, full-quieting. That antenna is working for you. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry being with him. KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I've got you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and do appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And W4JHU, that's Alex over in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. You're making it into the repeater just fine. And K4LWE, that's Larry. He is over in Piedmont, and he's going to be around for comments, too. So, Larry, I'll be back to you in just a little bit. And KE4JRK, that's John. He's over at Paris Mountain. Good to hear you with us tonight, John. I haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you back on the radio. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, any through Lima, that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello, W. Kilo Oscar Thumb, Echo Echo Alpha, Steve, and Honey Apparent. Will be negative and negative.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KO4EEA. That's Steve over in Honeypath. Good to have you with tonight, Steve. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We do have another Echolink station. So, Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Well, we had another one. I think he may have dropped. We'll see if he's still there. Okay, looks like he dropped. We'll go ahead and bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters M through P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
JW. Please check OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, there's another good group. Next control like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You're sounding great on the radio tonight, Lorena. Let Rick and Michelle know we said hello. Appreciate you guys stopping by and checking in with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt. Sounding good from Inman tonight, Walt. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. I already had you in right after Walt checked in, Pat. And I was sitting there waiting, hoping you would check in. There you did. You checked in. I didn't have to do anything. I just listened to you check in. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that group is increasingly delinquent. We're going to have to do something about that. Moving on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix the call begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening. I'll be in and out.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KC4YLC, that's David in Whitmire, who has exclusive rights to the Uniform Through Zulu group unless somebody else checks in. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Tommy broke the exclusive rights, David. Sorry about that. Appreciate you being with us tonight anyway, David. And that control like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy over in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good from Southern Greenville County this evening, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And now we're going to go to the patient group, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter suffix you're called begins with letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike. That's Jim and Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
DJW. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. My name is Al. I'm an Easley. I'm portable tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, and I can tell I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. You're sounding good as usual, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. And KO4AOW, that is David. He's in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as well. And KF4DLT, that's Al, with a distinctive check-in that I could hear that tango at the end when you were calling, when you were on the F before the 4. Appreciate you being with us tonight now, Al. From Easley, you got a distinctive way of checking in. We really appreciate that. Makes it really super, super simple for net control operators when you do things like that. So appreciate it. And stop by as often as you get a chance to do so, Al. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Gulf Uniform November, Nelson, from Spartanburg, but mobile in Greenville tonight. Negative and negative, over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4GUN. That is Nelson, who is mobile in Greenville, but from Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Nelson. You're sounding good, mobile in Greenville. You'd be safe out there on the highway. Watch out for the other guy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. KF4QM, Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike, KF4QM. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
And they control like to recognize KF4QM, that is Eric over in 6 Mile. Sounding good from 6 Mile this evening, Eric. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's over in Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KK4JBQ, returning. I just thought I'd take a moment and ask you a question.
Okay, Larry, fire away. We'll try to get you an answer.
Unfold this, but you are perhaps uniquely able to, because you have a picture in your mind of what the footprint of our repeater is capable of, and I've noticed just tonight that the Simpsonville hams are having a difficulty getting in, and I've observed this quite a few years ago before I was licensed with my father-in-law. I observed that he had a very difficult time where he was living in Simpsonville. So could you tell me, is there some topographic reason why it's difficult from Simpsonville?
Well, the only way to be sure, the only thing that I know of that could be blocking Simpsonville is the science, the mountain that the science center is on top of. What's the name of that mountain?
See, that's Roper Mountain, I believe.
That is it, yeah. So be it Simpsonville, be it Malden, it's a portion of Simpsonville, not all of Simpsonville, because Simpsonville's pretty spread out. And then Malden is over there too. There's a piece of it. I think that mountain, Roper Mountain, covers both a piece of Simpsonville and a piece of Malden. But the only way to be certain, right, of that is to do what I did one time when somebody in downtown Greenville was checking in. I believe his name is Steve, the guy, the world traveler, the guy that was down in Africa for a while. Scott. No, his name is Scott, not Steve. But I was checking because I thought he was on the, I thought Paris Mountain was between him and Caesar's Head. And so I went on Google's map. No, I went on Google Earth. And I drew a line from the Caesar's Head repeater to his QTH as is listed in QRZ. And then I said, give me a profile of this line. And it turned the world sideways and it sliced the earth in half. And it showed me the earth between his house and the Caesar's Head repeater. And I could see he skimmed the edge of Paris Mountain. He didn't go right through the thick of it. Otherwise, that would have been dirt between his house and Caesar's Head, and he would have been like everybody else in Greenville, having a hard time to get in. But he just skimmed past the edge of Paris Mountain. So I imagine some people are going to do that with Roper Mountain. Some people in Simpsonville will skim right past the edge of it. Some people will be right behind the dirt, right in the shadow, which makes it very difficult for them. Does that make sense, Larry?
That makes sense. I was just not aware, not that aware, didn't grow up around here. Just what this was would have been at the intersection of Woodruff Road and 14, the Forest Lake community. You might be familiar with it. Going back 10 years ago, I was licensed in 2012, about 8 years ago. And before I even thought of being a ham, although I was attracted to radio, I thought it beyond me when I was a kid. But I, you know, picked up the magazines and read them, and so I had an early seed planted. But it was all those years later that I was sitting with my father-in-law, and he dug out his Alinco HT and put up one of those 300 ohm twin lead J poles that you can make. You've probably seen it. It was a roll up thing, and it wouldn't work for him. And he got so frustrated, and he couldn't understand it. And I couldn't touch it then. I didn't know anything about antennas, and I know a lot more than I ever thought I'd know about antennas now. But I do know about shadows. I knew it had to be some physical impediment. Anyway, that's answered my question. I'm gonna let this drop. Maybe for those Simpsonville folks that are over there and having difficulty checking in, it could be what's limiting them also. But we are awfully high at over 4,000 feet, right? We're awfully high up there on Caesar's Head, and it's just the way the dirt is, like you said, that they're in the shadow there. He had an antenna on, my father-in-law had an antenna on the roof as well. And that didn't work for him either on this repeater. And then I moved here, and I'm just at I forget the name of the street right outside my house. Have you ever done that? Batesville and the Parkway. And I can pick up things all around. And this, you know, I'm on a little magnetic mount on sitting on top of a privacy fence, using a handheld, and that's what I've been doing for years. And I have no trouble. But he sure had trouble that night. And this answers a question I've had for a long time. Thank you, Dave. I won't hold it any longer. It's been very helpful to me. Thank you very much. KK4JBQ.
Okay, Larry, and one other thing about VHF that is a lot different than HF, at least that I've experienced, and Ray backs me up on that, is that with VHF, like sometimes I'll be talking to Ray on VHF, and I'll ask him if he leaned back in his chair because he just went away. He could barely hear him. And he'll lean forward and cheer and say, yeah. So it can take that little, right? Just from sitting up. So I can be at a red light and listening to people talking on the repeater, and just where the car comes to a stop, right, you know, 5 milliseconds before it actually stops, the repeater just goes away. And all you hear is scratchiness. You can hear a brake in the repeater, but it's just scratchy. So I just let off the brake and let it roll 6 inches forward and hit the brake again, and they're clear as you and I are talking right now, just as clear as can be. So VHF is kind of funny like that, too. So you can be in a place where you've got really good and that's another thing. When we were setting up the 8.2 connectivity, we were linking with the prototype repeater. When we were linking that to 8.2, Pat parked his Suburban up there on top of the hill on the far side of the repeater away from WYFF, the tower, on the far side of the tower from WYFF. And we just reached out the window in Nathan's camper and just stuck an antenna on top of his truck. And that thing had perfect connectivity to 8.2. And we went back later to set all that up and, you know, permanent and leave it there. And we went walking all over the top of WYFF's, the roof of their building, hunting for a spot that just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. We're going to have to go up on the tower to get over to 8.2 or get another tower off to the side that's over where Pat's truck was to get it to work. So hunting around with VHF like that, it could be it's reflecting off of something. It could be 100 different things, you know, a piece of dirt in between you. But VHF is kind of funny like that. People think it's a whole lot more dependable than HF, but not really. I mean, it has its good points and it has its bad points. I remember when I was in Charlotte listening to this repeater coming home, and I was in downtown or uptown Charlotte. They call it uptown because you go uphill to it. As I was going under every street light, I'd hear static, and then it'd come back, and then static, and then I got to looking at the street lights, and I could time it. Every time I went under a street light, it was staticky, and when I went out from underneath of it, it was clear again. So VHF is just funny. Anyway, appreciate you asking that, Larry, because if you want to know that, many other people are too, or chances are many other people are too. You just take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us on the net tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is K4LWE. That's Larry. He's over in Piedmont. Larry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is K4LWE. Just wanted to report I'm happy to be back in South Carolina after a couple weeks in California. It's quite interesting out there what's going on with restrictions and such. And I really enjoyed this past weekend. I demonstrate colony coopering, that is making wood buckets and churns and such. And we had a good weekend, although the park wasn't open to the public. They could drive by but not enter. And there will be another event in Camden open to the public the first weekend in November near Kershaw, just north of Camden, South Carolina. Over.
Well, Larry, I was curious about the California thing with because over the weekend, let's see, is that Saturday or Sunday? Might have been Saturday. Might have been Sunday. I can't remember. Something prompted me to look at our EchoLink and just check it. It's been months since I really just looked at its monitor. It has a monitor that runs 24/7/365 that tells you how much CPU it's using, how much it's been turned on and turned off, and recordings and all that stuff. And when I got over there, it was like only 2% of the disk space left before it was going to have a full condition. So I took it offline, and I saved off the disk image to a hard drive and got a bigger SSD and took it off the backup and put it on the big one and then repartitioned it so it would use up the rest of that hard drive and got it all up and running again. I was on 5.8 while I was doing it instead of on 6.1 bothering everybody. And I was doing testing and W4DJW and all that stuff. And a guy from California jumped in there on EchoLink. It was on 8.2, so nobody was going to hear him except for me. Everything was down to ultra-low power, right, like millivolts, volts, or RF, really, really tiny RF. And I told him I was working on it. He said he was from here, and he was out in California. I think his name was Sean or Shane or something like that, and like K4DDU or something, like a call like that. I can't remember exactly. I could go find it in the log. But he was telling me how he missed it over here. And, you know, every time I'm over there, I look around at the dirt. I don't see much green, but I come back over here and I see all the green, and I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, on the green, my son, who moved to Denver, Colorado, here about 12 years ago, and he's married and our two grandchildren live there. When he comes back, he not only comments on the green, but also we did a lot of backpacking and camping. And it's interesting how we remember the scent. And he made a comment about the scent in the forest then, and how it brought back memories to his mind. K4LWE, over.
So how long has it been since you were over there?
For 2 weeks, 1 week ago. So it's been 1 week since we returned. And of course, it was masks all the way on the plane, which is a good idea. But we had two stops, so it made for a long day traveling out and a long day traveling back. We hadn't seen our grandchildren, twins, who are one and a half years old since the previous November, so we made the trek and wore the masks. Over.
So how was the plane ride over there? That's the one thing I worry about the most, I think, is having to be on an airplane for 4 hours. Was everybody wearing masks the whole time?
We're on Delta, and Delta is still spacing passengers that are not in the same family or the same family group, one seat apart. So all of the center seats are open, excepting a situation where you have a family of three. Over.
Okay, so that's better. But do you have to wear a mask the whole 4 hours, or once you get on the plane and get settled in, everybody take their mask off?
Requiring that everyone keep their mask on except when they're eating or drinking. So I suggest if you go on Delta, carry along a whole briefcase full of snacks and drinks, and then you can enjoy some fresh air without the mask. K4LWE.
Okay, that's good, because my 2 years is about up, I think. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back over there. But not looking forward to it. Hopefully not anytime soon, but I was curious about how that works. Anyway, appreciate you bringing that to us. And another thing I was thinking of is, were you in Northern California or Southern California, or in the middle?
Just south of San Francisco, so a little bit north. And when you head out there, I believe you said that you go around Mountain View or San Jose. If you have time, be sure to look up that Museum of Computer History. It's really quite interesting if you have a little bit of time while you're out there on business. Over.
Yeah, my two places, where my office space is over in Monterey Park. Well, in not Monterey Park, in Mountain View. That's down in San Diego. Mountain View, is that the name of it? Yeah, I think that's what it is, in San Diego. And then where all the developers are is up in Monterey Park over in L.A. So I usually go into the office first couple of days and then take a car trip up to L.A. and stay a couple of days there and then leave from there and come back home and just make a one-week trip out of it. But so far, because of the COVID situation, they're not making anybody do that. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that maybe I'll go 3 years this time without going up there. Anyway, I think San Francisco is on further north, but there is a telescope, I think, up near L.A. that I was wanting to go to. I think Landon, who helps work on the repeater a lot, I think he's been out and he was telling me about that and had some pictures of it. And I'd really like to go to that, to one of those telescopes where it's really, really clear and up on a mountain and you can see for a long, long way. Haven't ever done one of that, but I've read a lot about them.
Definitely be worth the trip just to put your eye on the constellations through a telescope. I enjoy looking at space.com and have really always been interested in outer space and space travel since before the landing on the moon. So that would be worthwhile, I would think, if you have a chance. K4LWE, over.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I heard also that since Musk put a whole bunch of satellites up there that you don't, like, they try to take, I've seen where they're trying to take pictures of them now, and depending on where the sun is, right, it's not always that way, but if the sun is on the satellites and you're trying, and it's nighttime where you are, and you're trying to take a picture of something that is, that cuts across where those satellites are, that they just put dots all over the screen. You can't really tell which, I mean, you can tell where the pattern is of the satellites, blanking the star clusters behind them.
We vacation in Canada every year, except this year, of course, and we can lay out on the beach. We're right between Toronto and Ottawa, so way out in the countryside near the Algonquin Provincial Park. And you can lay on the beach and see the satellites go over, but the light from the satellites, at least at nighttime, doesn't occlude or wash out any starlight. Over.
Yeah, these don't wash out the starlight, but what they do is they reflect the sunlight. So they're out in the sun, and you're looking through that sunlight, and it's not really hitting anything because it's going past the Earth, right? It's going through the side of the Earth, or, you know, off to one side of the Earth. But the satellites are coming around out in space, and so they're in the sunlight. You're in the dark. The star's in the dark, but the satellites are going through sunlight, and they reflect that back. And it's I read where there's a big controversy about him putting those things up there, but there's the thing about free internet to everybody. So, you know, that's like two things that conflict. Two things that are great that conflict with each other. It happens.
That's progress. I know when I use my Starfinder app, it shows all the space junk, tumbling booster rockets and disabled satellites, and along with the constellations and locations of the stars. So I imagine there's quite a bit of space junk up there, along with all the satellites that really quite a few countries are putting up these days. Over.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check Larry's to see if anybody else has come by. Second shift, wanting to check in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Like, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, it looks like second shift has come and gone. But we're talking about space junk up there. I remember everybody being so upset about, I think China crashed something into one of their satellites, so they crashed their satellite into something. No, they blew it up is what they did. They sent a rocket up there and blew it up just to see if they could hit it, and they did hit it. I'm wondering if you're, when you're looking through your iPad, if you see that.
I'd have to know the location because it's a little app you can run on your phone or on a iPad or a tablet, and it's great. You point it up to the sky, and it will guide you to a constellation if you put in the name of the constellation, or you just point it at the sky, and this program SkyView names all the stars and constellations and actually shows an outline of either the Roman or Greek image that people imagined was in space. K4LWE, over.
Now, I remember when I got my iPad, that's one of the reasons I wanted it, because I was over at a cousin's house or something like that, and they had theirs out and they were doing that, and I said, okay, now I have a good excuse for wanting an iPad. And that was, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I've only had one ever, and it's the same one, and I still use it. Still use it every single day. Anyway, that is an excellent program. Somebody was really using their noodle when they thought of that.
Absolutely, and my grandson enjoys it also. I think I talked with you about a trip I made out to Denver, and one of the local nets does a fantastic job of not only covering astronomy, but giving facts and updates and what to look at where. And he has a telescope we had purchased for him, a nice Celestron telescope. And so we're able to listen to that net and then point that telescope right at whatever we're interested in looking at. K4LWE, over.
That's a lot of fun. I know I've looked, I never really knew that much about them. So I've looked at telescopes and wanted to buy one, but really never knew enough about one to actually pull the trigger on it. When I was growing up, one of my dad's friends had one of those that's like a big tin can, like a big 5-gallon bucket, and the eyepiece is on the side. It's not directly behind it. And he could take pictures and stuff like that. And that's one that I used to look at when I was little and look at the rings around Saturn and that kind of stuff, things you can actually recognize and watch it move out of field of view, right? It just passes across it, and then having to get him to move it so that you can find Saturn again. And then just watch it. It moves really, really fast when you're looking through that little tiny eyepiece. Anyway, I've thought about it many, many times, but never really pulled the trigger on going to get one.
A neighbor or a friend that has one. The one we purchased for my grandson was about $200. And it's a nice telescope, but if you want to look at some nebula and some farther out planets, you can put quite a bit of money into a good telescope. Over.
Well, that is another reason I didn't do it. I got enough expensive hobbies as it is. I did not need another one. You got anything else for us this evening?
Not this evening, and thanks so much for calling the net this evening, and have a good night, and enjoy this great weather we're having. It's just a fantastic favorite season of the year. Of course, it's fall and spring like most everyone else. So I'll be clear with your response. K4LWE.
It is nice out there. It seems like it transitions really, really quick. I know I went out the other morning for something, take the garbage can out to the road or something like that, and just had a t-shirt on and thought, whoa, it's down in the 60s. It's like, okay, the earth has tilted. The tilt is going in the other direction now. The process has begun. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. Stay safe. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net and hanging around for the Rag Chew. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where it will be me again, calling the Blue Ridge T-Meter Net. It was going to be John, but he had to go out of town, so it'll be me for tomorrow night. And just a reminder that we do need more net controllers, the more the better. Be sure and send us an email and tell us you want to practice following along with the net controllers and become a net controller after a while. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.